Track 6 and more news stories. Petition demands rethink on council carve-up. More than 1,000 people have signed a petition calling on Prime Minister Andy Burnham to rethink government plans to shake up Devon's councils. The petition, set up by South Devon Liberal Democrats MP Caroline Vodan, calls on the PM to reverse Labour's carve-up of Devon's local authorities. The government has accepted a proposal put forward by Labour-run Exeter and Plymouth City Councils to expand both of those authorities, along with Torbay, while creating a new Devon Coast and Country Council in the space between. That new authority will have the job of delivering services from Linton to Salcombe, and Ms Vodan has raised the alarm that with its economic potential carved out, the new Devon Coast and Country Council will struggle to deliver timely, affordable services across its roughly 110-mile remit. She has also highlighted the inconsistency between the government's actions and its own rhetoric about local government reorganisation. When she announced plans to reorganise councils across England, the Housing Secretary, Angela Rayner, promised an end to the era of diktats from above. But, said Ms Vodan, the promise appears spurious given that 69% of those consulted had a negative view of the plans Labour are going ahead with. On every major test, Labour's plan was rejected, and yet the government is pushing ahead with it. But Devonians are not going to take this lying down. She said that while touring the constituency this summer, local government reorganisation has been a constant topic of conversation. People are angry and deeply frustrated about the plans being forced upon them by Whitehall, she said. Andy Burnham thinks devolution should come from the ground up, not be imposed from above. But this plan makes a mockery of his belief. Nobody in rural Devon wants this to go ahead, and it must be reversed.
Still time to have a say on Dartmoor's future. There's still time for people across Dartmoor to have their say on the future of the National Park. Residents, businesses, farmers and anyone who lives, works or spends time on Dartmoor are being encouraged to take part in the first stage of a review of the Dartmoor National Park Local Plan. The plan will help shape planning decisions across Dartmoor National Park, including the future of housing, farming, businesses, nature and the landscape. The Dartmoor National Park Authority is now asking people what they think should change and what should stay the same. Among the issues being considered are whether current housing policies are meeting the needs of Dartmoor's communities and what could be done to help deliver more affordable and sustainable homes. The authority has stressed that the review is at an early stage and that no decisions have been made on specific development sites. With the consultation deadline of August the 23rd fast approaching, people who have an interest in the future of the National Park are being urged to take the opportunity to have their say. The consultation is open to anyone who lives, works, or spends time on Dartmoor, meaning there is still an opportunity for local voices to help influence what comes next.
Officers are moved to frontline duties. Officers who would normally spend their time training colleagues are now being redeployed to frontline duties as Devon and Cornwall Police strengthen its response to the increased demand expected this summer. The move forms part of the force's summer policing plan, designed to ensure communities remain protected as the region's population rises with the arrival of thousands of visitors throughout the month of August. As part of the ongoing operation, officers from training teams will complete a minimum of 5 shifts working in public-facing roles, which will include patrol duties and responding to incidents. Their experience will also be used across other areas of policing, including custody teams and investigations, plus helping to provide additional resilience during the busiest period of the year. Police and Crime Commissioner Alison Hernandez has praised the measures, thanking officers and staff for adapting their roles to support communities during the summer surge. She said, "I really do want to say a heartfelt thank you to all the officers and staff who will be taking on different shifts and helping to maintain public visibility during this exceptionally busy time of the year. The redeployment comes as the force prepares for a significant increase in demand during the summer season. Last year, Devon and Cornwall Police recorded a 15% increase in urgent incidents between June and September, responding to an average of 292 urgent incidents each day, compared with 255 a day during the remaining 8 months of the year. To support the additional frontline capacity, training scheduled for August has been rescheduled and restrictions have been placed on the amount of leave officers and staff can take during the month. Senior officers who lead operational teams will also be returning to frontline duties, while Chief Constable James Vaughan is supporting the initiative by spending time with the force contact team. The force said the approach is not simply about increasing officer numbers, but making the best use of skills and experience available. Commissioner Hernandez said the summer policing plan was a coordinated response to the unique challenges faced by the region. I'm pleased to see that the summer plan for policing in Devon and Cornwall is extensive, coordinated, and based on what works, she said.
Businesses forced to close due to burst water main. Pubs, cafes and food stores in Chagford have been left counting the cost after they were forced to close over 2 days due to water supply issues. Closure signs were placed on the doors of many village businesses over Sunday and Monday when their water supply dried up due to a burst water main. The water outage also affected more than 900 properties. Problems were first reported at around 5 a.m. on Sunday and continued through to Monday afternoon. Simon Court of the historic Three Crowns pub said he could not serve food and drink without running water, so had closed to non-residents and cancelled bookings. "We are trying to accommodate the residents staying," he said. "Some of them are walkers who are doing the Two Moors Way and have got no way of going anywhere else." Chris Mount of Black's Delicatessen, who also had to close his shop, said he was sure that South West Water had done everything it could to fix the burst water main as quickly as possible, but he described the company's communication as atrocious. "The emails they do send out are very vague," he said, "and give no indication of timescales." The spa shop reported that it had sold out over 140 large bottles of water in 2.5 hours on Sunday morning and was not due in another delivery until Tuesday. A bottled water station was set up at Chagford Primary School on Sunday, and South West Water said that this would continue until the water supply had returned to all residents and businesses. Vulnerable residents received deliveries of bottled water. On Monday afternoon, the water company said the repairs had now been successfully completed. A spokesman said, "However, as the water network recharges and refills, it may take some time for water supplies to return fully to homes and businesses. And as a precaution, a boil water notice is in place while we complete the necessary water quality checks following the complex repair."